Welcome to Crossroads Kids, the King is Coming Advent Devotional. I'm Mr. Sam, and here with me is...
Miss Emily! It's good to be here, and Mr. Sam and I will be your hosts for this podcast for the entire season of Advent.
Advent? What's Advent? I know Advent means the arrival of someone important. Miss Emily, who do you think is coming?
Alright, well... It must be someone really important if we are having this whole podcast about them.
Yes, it is. The king is coming. But isn't it a king that you read about in storybooks? This king doesn't live in a castle far, far away fighting dragons and seeing him every once in a while.
Ah, yes, you're right, Sam, because this king is the opposite. This king stepped away from his throne to be with his people because he loved them. This king is Jesus!
Join us this month as we learn more about this king and how much he loves you. We'll have this devotional posted here every day till the arrival of the king.
That's right. And this devotional goes along with your Advent blocks. So the star block should be sitting on top of your block numbered 1. That's where we'll start today. And if you're joining us and don't have the blocks, you're welcome to listen along.
Each day we'll have a different guest joining us to read us the devotional. For our first guest for our Advent devotional is Miss Savan. Welcome, Miss Savan.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
I'm glad you're here joining us today. So everyone, let's grab the star block, and we're going to start with our first day, day one, how it all began. So you guys, if you have the book, you guys can follow along, or you can just sit back and listen as Miss Savan reads for us.
How it all began, the story of Adam and Eve. Every story has a beginning. I'll bet you read a lot of books that start with once upon a time, or a long, long time ago in a land far, far away. But do you know how your story begins? You might think your story begins when you were born, but it goes back further than that. It goes back before you were born, before your parents were born, before your parents, 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 parents were born. In fact, it goes back before anyone was born, all the way back to the very beginning. And in the very beginning, there was almost nothing. No people, no houses, no animals, no plants, no you, no me. But someone was there. His name was God, and he was ready to write the greatest story anyone has ever told. It's your story and my story and the story of every person who has ever lived. It's a story about how much God loves his people, about how far away God seems sometimes, and about the lengths God would go to get his people back. It's a story about God making the wrong things right and the dark things light. And as it turns out, it's also the story of Christmas. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Back to the beginning. In the beginning, there was nothing but God. So God looked around and said, let's take this nothing and make something. And that's just what he did. He saw darkness and said, sorry, darkness, I'm making light. Then he said, hey, that's good. He saw empty spaces and said, sorry, emptiness, I'm making planets. Then he said, hey, that's good too. He saw an empty earth and said, sorry, boring old empty earth. I'm making meadows and mountains, tiny creeks, and enormous oceans, daffodils and dragonflies, hydrangeas and hippos. Then he said, "Hey, all of this is good." And last of all, he made the best part. Can you guess what it was? People. God made a man named Adam and a woman named Eve. They were special because God had made them to think like him and act like him. So God said, "This isn't just good. This is really good." Adam and Eve were like children to God. So it was no surprise that the first thing they heard him say was, "I love you." Adam and Eve lived every day with God in the garden he had made for them, called Eden, until something went wrong. God had told Adam and Eve they could eat fruit from all the trees in Eden except one. "Don't eat from this tree," God said, "or the world will fill up with wrong and with darkness. Death will come very close, and I will seem very far away." But there was a snake in the garden who lied to Adam and Eve. "That's right, a talking snake." "It's not wrong," the snake said, "and death won't come close at all. Just one bite. What's the worst that could happen?" Eve picked the fruit and ate some. So did Adam. They chose their way over God's way, which is what we call sin. Immediately, everything changed. God knew what had happened, and his heart began to break. He went to check on Adam and Eve, but all they wanted to do was hide. They didn't want to see him anymore. So God gave them the terrible thing they wanted, to go away from God. God sent Adam and Eve out of the garden and away from him. In the years to come, when life was difficult, when the ground was hard, when the world was filled with wrong and with darkness, Adam would think back to that garden. He would remember the day when God was with him and Eve. But God couldn't remain. Sin drove him away. So Adam and Eve began to pray. "God, will you bring us back one day? God, will you come back to stay?"
Great. Thanks, Siobhan, for reading our first devotional of this Advent season. After every devotional reading, Mr. Sam and I are going to ask a question, and you kids can use this question to go back to your families and talk about it. So our question today, I'm going to ask Ms. Siobhan, and it was this. So Adam and Eve, they chose their way over God's way, and that sin came into the world for the first time. But so my question is, what do you do to help you follow God's way every day?
Well, Emily, I start every morning reading two devotionals, and that sets the tone for my whole day because they include scripture, and that helps me try to follow God's way.
Nice. Reading God's word, staying with Absolutely. Him. I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I'm glad everyone's able to join us. We're going to be continuing with this devotional leading up to Christmas. So every day we're going to be posting a new day, and then we're going to have a new special guest every day. And today was Ms. Siobhan. So thank you very much for joining us. In addition, hopefully you guys have your Advent block all lined up. Let's take the first block, day number one, and let's spin it, and we're going to reveal a fruit. And each day, it's going to reveal a picture to remind us of the story and to remind us what's leading up to the day that Jesus is coming. So you're going to put the star block right on top of the fruit. Let me close today with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for not only making us and but also loving us too. You created it all, and you said it was good, and you created us. And though there's sin in the world, you still came for us and did not totally separate from us. And as we go through the season, as we wait for your son to come, I pray, Lord, that you may teach us what that means to each one of us, and that we may be hearing from all these guests of just how you impact their lives, and that we may be able to share with everyone around us. We thank you, in son's name we pray, amen. So tomorrow we're going to continue for day two, and we're going to learn about how God starts over. But before we go, everyone, we just want to let you know of one thing that the theme for this whole thing, and that's
the king is coming.
God couldn't remain, the sin drove him away. God couldn't remain, the sin drove him away. Adam and Eve began to hope and to pray. Adam and Eve began to hope and to pray.
This devotional is provided by the creators of Advent Blocks, or the Blockheads, as they like to call themselves. You can learn more about Advent Blocks at adventblocks.com. Thanks for joining us.